This is a Locker Room production.
Jonah, Matt, what up? What up, what up, what up? Sean, what up? Cody, Bam, Natalia, Travis, Jeremy, Avery, Brett, Scott, CJ, Mike, Reed, Rob, Joe, Aaron, Kyle, Justin, Josh, Alex, Stan, Malik, Drake, J-Vo, Jacob, Ben, Juju, John, David, Max, Jake, Owen, Drake, Hunter, Jake, Brendan, Nate, Luke, John, Justin, Trey, Nick, Aleph, Seth, Jay. Hey, thank you guys, man, for coming in. I appreciate it. Interesting game. Very interesting game. Very interesting game. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I'll probably say this a couple of times throughout, but like this game was never close. Like even when they brought it down to five, like that was off of what, like back-to-back threes to bring it from 11. And then Michigan scored like five straight, like right away. Like they hit that. And then we come back down and boom, boom, is back to 10 almost immediately. Almost immediately. I'm excited about the winner of this UCLA and Alabama game, honestly. They should have an – I feel LSU and Florida State would have given Michigan matchup issues. And it's interesting looking at the UCLA-Alabama game because those guys aren't built like Florida State, LSU, like super athletic and a lot of length, and they're going to get after you a little bit, not that structured, but they just get after you. You don't really have that with UCLA and Alabama, so I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing coming up here, man. Tony, what's up?
What's up, Ant? What a win, man.
That was a really, really good win. Really good win. And you're going to see people on Twitter bring up the foul discrepancy. Like,
we were just aggressive.
Squash that. Yeah, like just to squash that. If you look at the shot chart for Florida State and the shot chart for Michigan, they are completely opposite. Like, Florida State was taking, like, long twos and floaters and a bunch of threes. Michigan? Like, Hunter, Brandon, and Austin, like, they were all eating today. Everybody was eating today.
We played great high-low basketball in the paint. Like, great high-low basketball with Brandon, with Hunter, with Austin. I mean, listen, this team is learning how to play basketball better every game without Livers is the way, as I think, is the big theme of the tournament for us so far.
And on the other end, I think that also hurts other teams, which I've brought up, because not only does Michigan have to find a new way to play, there's no real film on Michigan without Livers. So other teams are having to adjust to Michigan's new way of basketball.
And you and I, and I'm sure you've talked about it in other locker rooms and stuff like that, we talk so much about Brandon Johns, and all we want to see is this guy just get confidence because he's super, super, uber, uber talented, right?
Yep.
And I think we're starting to see that happen. And it's making us miss Livers less than we should. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great basketball. And
this has got to be a bit bittersweet for him too, for Livers. Got to be a little bit.
I'm sure he wants to be out there, but he also wants to see the team play well, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
They are peaking. So I just hope, whether we play Alabama or UCLA, I hope we get through whoever's next. I think we will. I hope we do. But I want to see us play Gonzaga because we've been talking about that matchup since December or January, you know?
Yeah, for a long time. Since the last time we beat them, right?
Yeah, since we whooped them at that, what was that tournament? preseason tournament last year. I can't think of the name of it.
Battle for Atlantis.
Yeah, there you go, Atlantis. Now I was going to say Maui, but it wasn't Maui.
Yeah, I'm
so pumped about the way the team's playing basketball, man. Just dominate. Yep. Great passes by Franz today. A few of them.
Custard, he hit that little bouncy on the little baseline. I'm like, yo, who is this cat, man?
And we didn't need to make 3-point shots today. We didn't shoot the ball well from 3-point. If you look at the numbers, we dominated the paint.
It was bully season. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Ant? How we doing, everybody? Tell you what, not a bad game. Not a bad game, dude. Oh my God. Wow, how fun was that? You know what it came down to for me? I just felt like Juwan Howard completely outcoached Leonard Hamilton. I mean, first of all, I think Leonard Hamilton's idea, and Florida State's got athletes, but their idea that they could take Michigan one-on-one was nonsense. I mean, if your game plan includes taking Franz Wagner one-on-one, you're not going to be successful.
Good luck.
That press that they had on for 75% of the game was Swiss cheese. I mean, Mike Smith just completely ran through it. I thought that was as dominant a full team effort as you're going to see. And you just brought him up, but there was a moment there when they cut it to 5, and the minutes they got out of Austin Davis in the second half, who's had a really good year for them off the bench. And he's moved around. He came in as a starter this year, got injured, moved to the bench. He's given them great minutes. Man, this is a little bit off topic, but I think we're getting to a point where you got to consider the idea of a Juwan Howard extension. Like, I think we're there already. Honestly, with the job he's done, like, I think we've seen enough now to be like, you got to try to lock this guy up long term. Because this team lost their second leading scorer and hasn't missed a beat. The reason the LSU game was close was LSU played out of their minds. And I love Isaiah Livers. But that game wasn't close because Michigan didn't have Livers. It was close because LSU shot the lights out of the ball in the first half, didn't turn the ball over. You know, today, Johns was awesome. Johns is coming into his own. He's playing with a lot more confidence. I don't know who they're going to play next. We're going to find out, but I like their chances because I think they have a phenomenal coach, and I think this is a team that is completely next man up. I mean, they won this game by 20 or, you know, close to 20 points, and they didn't have a single guy with more than 14 points. It was so balanced.
Chris, I think John's playing so well makes us not have to, like, our bench no longer is as short as we thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
Like, With not being able to have to, like, bring in Shaundi early, you know, because you're not playing well. But Johns has been phenomenal. And this is probably the best game he's played all season, probably.
For sure,
right?
Yes, season high in points, I believe, with 14.
Maybe his best game at Michigan, period.
Yes.
Considering the stakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He dominated. He played so well, the high-low with him. I mean, just so happy for this dude because he was not in a good place earlier in the season, and he's.
I've been on the Brandon Johns train since he stepped on campus, because like you saw, like it's just like you can see what he can do, but putting it all together and you know not having to look behind him and you know that you know now we get to see free Brandon Johns, man, and that is just awesome to see. So look, though, this was an interesting game because I'm watching the game and it hit me. Those who were in the watch party heard me say this, but about midway through the second half, I'm sitting here just watching the game and then I'm like playing back the last couple of games and Juwan is bringing out all new sets.
Yep.
All new sets. Like these aren't these, like he may have ran them once or twice during the year just to get off, but he's treating this as if it is the NBA. Like after it's almost like after you've like watched a team for a certain amount of time. So say it's like a 7-game series, right? In game 6 and 7, you've seen this team throughout, right? So now you have an idea of what they're doing. They're throwing in new concepts to just throw you off. They have been running really good concepts, bro. Like, they have been running really good concepts, and they've switched things up almost to gear towards more Brandon Johns, because Brandon's not just floating on the perimeter. Like, they're getting him on that right block, like that extended right block, a lot. And they're putting him in a certain spot where he's not fully clogging where Hunter Dickinson likes to play either. And if they get that chemistry going, it's going to be a very interesting Elite Eight, Final Four, hopefully.
And the point you just brought up, I mean, they're running plays for Brandon Johns. I mean, Brandon Johns was shot 10 shots today. That's tied with Dickinson for the most of any Wolverine today. The offense at points, you know, he was being as aggressive as he's been all year. And if you would have told me two weeks ago, that in an NCAA tournament game, Brandon Johns was going to be tied for the team lead in shots, I just said it probably wasn't going to end well. But he's playing with so much more confidence than he's ever played with. 5 for 10 from the floor today with 6 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, that was that. You know, it's great to see him coming into his own. That was just awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll go with sports talk, and then we'll go with Matt.
Shout out Sean D. Brown.
Yeah, buddy.
Eli Brooks really didn't need to do too much after last game, but we move forward. Hell of a
he
game,
finished
boy.
That
Hell
game pretty
game.
Well. He didn't start that game very well. He was wild. I'm like, okay, who am I watching right now, Eli? But he settled down in the second half, and he had some good buckets, some good assists, drove the ball at the right times, really good on defense. He settled down a lot in that second half, big time.
Yeah.
And even at his worst, he's an elite on-ball defender. I mean, Franz is similar to that, where I've never bought into the notion that Franz can disappear from a game because he's a top five defender in the country. And I know we've hammered this point across, but even Franz Wagner not being first team all Big Ten defensively, they should just discontinue the voting.
Just discontinue it because aren't taking it seriously.
Did you say Franz or George Gervin? Because those finger rolls, my goodness.
He was rolling in the second. He's become a finisher for this team. I mean,
yes,
in the last 10 minutes of games.
He's maybe the best curler in his curls are amazing.
Jelly, they're jelly finger roll.
They're almost always right-handed, but they are still damn good.
Man, he covers a lot of space when he's going to the rim.
100%. All right, let's go with Matt and then Dallas.
Talking about Franz Wagner there, I mean, I tweeted it during the game. I think that's the biggest thing he's improved on from last year was his finishing around the basket. It's something that he struggled with. He did. I mean, like, what happened a lot is the big guys in the Big Ten down low. I mean, Big Ten has some of the best centers in the league would be physical with him when he gets close to the basket. And this year he found a lot of ways to either work through the contact or work around the contact where he can – I mean, there's a couple of times today where he was able to – I mean, like some of the Euro steps he's had this year and the finger rolls where he's able to get his hips around and get around the defenders has been one of his biggest improvements. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just had to look at the box score to see what his final numbers were. But he had, 13, 10, and 5, right?
Wow.
And I think he missed 3 wide-open threes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he makes – the way he was shooting down the stretch in the Big Ten season and in the tournament, if he makes 2 of those, he's got, 19, 10, and 5? I mean, he played a fantastic game.
Yeah, and like, one last point before I let someone else talk. But, I mean, this team just – I think this was their best offensive game plan going into this game that they've had all year in terms of they attacked Florida State in so many different ways. It was, like, ridiculous how many different concepts they showed Florida State and some of the same concepts, but they had different looks out of it. And Florida State was so confused. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know who to guard. They didn't know who to focus on. And I mean, all 5 players at any given time seemed like a threat today. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think that will chalk it up. I think that solidifies Juwan Howard as coach of the year for the NCAA. I think
Agreed.
His job that he did today in preparing this team for this Sweet 16 game was one of the best coaching jobs he's had all year, and he's already been a finalist for the
He kicked Hamilton's ass today. Like, this is off of 5 days of prep.
Yeah.
And Leonard got absolutely worked today. Worked.
So we've had all these reasons to be super positive and super ecstatic about the Juwan Howard hire since he got hired. But the only thing we weren't sure about is how he could coach in the tournament. We got robbed of that last year, even the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. I am so pumped about the future now because everything just keeps good signs, great signs, fantastic signs about Juwan Howard because, like you said, he coached circles around Hamilton today.
Yeah.
And this was told to me last night. I forget who said it. It might have been Lee or someone said it, but Saadi Washington had an interview, and one of the things that he said that struck me as holy crap, like they're really going to be able to have their pickings when it comes down to it once the season ends. Like their phones will not stop ringing off the hook with guys who are in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, everyone's going to want a piece of this program.
Look at the makeup of this team, what he is doing right now. Mike Smith, never won at Columbia. Eli Brooks. I had to talk fans off of a cliff. Franz Wagner, dude is 19 and, you know, he's fine. But then you have Brandon Johns. Same thing. I got to talk people off of a cliff. Hunter Dickinson, freshman, who's now becoming All-American. And then Shawnee Brown, he didn't win at Wake Forest. Like, Custard. Like, nobody wanted Custard, bro. Like, nobody. And he's taking this team to win a Big Ten title. And then you lose Isaiah Livers. And now you're in the Elite Eight. Like, that shit shouldn't happen in year two. Like, I'm telling you that right now. And it's not only that it's happening, it's how it's happening. You have to understand that as a player, if you watch the way that Michigan plays, you want to run there because guys are moving all over the place. They're letting Franz bring the ball. They let Custard bring the ball up today because there was
too much that was pressure. Funny.
Someone tweeted that they were at, this was like with 2 minutes left in the game. They're still afraid that Michigan is not deep with ball handlers. And I'm like, wait, you're joking. You have to be joking. That this is probably one of the most deep teams in the NCAA tournament in terms of ball handlers, even with Isaiah Livers.
Yeah. Like it's pretty sickening to watch. Like how – because you have to understand from the college standpoint, college coaches are very OCD about making sure that you're doing things their way. I feel Juwan he's OCD about making sure that the players are playing their game. And that is a 180 of concepts. And if you have someone like that who is, you know, basically instructing what you should and should not be doing, that's someone who you would want to play for. Because not only that you're winning, you are also playing your game while winning. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. It's interesting. Let's go with Dallas. Then let's go with Lee.
What's up, boys? Great win, obviously. I just wanted to shout out Johns again. I mean, I think we all were hopeful when Livers went out that he was going to step in and, you know, take a bigger role. But, I mean, the dumb, stupid plays that we were laughing, making fun of, or just wishing they would clean up. He's not doing those anymore. Yep. His defense is 10 times better than it was when he was coming up off the bench. The athleticism where he's sliding his feet, he can guard everybody. It feels like it's just – and it feels like once or twice a game he gets a huge rebound that it feels like he comes out of nowhere and the athleticism really shows and flashes. And he's like, where did he even come from? So just shout out to
him. And I loved him today just dunking. I loved him wanting to dunk everything today. And I don't care if he missed that first one, because he got the steal the very next possession and dunked it anyway. Like, this was a big game in terms of being able to finish in and around the paint, because Florida State, with their length and their size, like, these aren't like skinny, lengthy guys. These are like 220-pound plus dudes, standard tall, with the wingspan. So not only do you got to worry about getting swatted, like, their body will put you on the ground and it won't be a foul. So I think Johns went into this game, and I think Juwan was hyping him up, saying, hey, they're going to block your shit. You better come hard. And he was literally trying to dunk everything. And for, I love
for
that.
For sure, because, you know, like, before Livers got hurt, before he got inserted into the starting lineup, and we talked about this in past locker rooms, that Johns would have, like, hesitated. He would have pump faked. He would have looked around. He would have pivoted. He would have tried to pass the ball out. He went hard today. Yep. And that's what we want to see from Brandon
Johns. He would have finessed it, and now he's short, and now he's off. Now he's got to chase his own board. Now he gets a foul. Now he's in his own head. Now he doesn't get out. You know what I mean? So I just love that he just had the mentality. If I'm going to be within 5 feet, I'm going to yam that thing every single time.
And at least he was – as he was jumping, he was yelling at the Florida State guy. He was as he was jumping, because he knew he was about to dunk on the dude's head. And he was like, get off.
What he's doing now is, when he's going hard like that, he's at least getting to the line, and he's getting shots at the line, even if he doesn't make the basket. And I think it's coming together for Brandon Johns. I hope it continues, because it could be really, really good things for Michigan the rest of this tournament.
Oh, yep. Yeah. It's very like Franz, like, sort of, it feels like, where before he was, you know, kind of hesitant. When he would get the ball, he would think, and then he would make his decision. When he's getting the ball now, it feels like he's just going. He knows what he's going to do, and it's like no stopping
his
brain.
It's maybe not as demonstrative as like Mitch McGarry was. I can't remember what year when he came on.
2013.
Strong in the tournament. I mean, we knew he was good, but he came on strong in the tournament. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that he's putting up the same numbers, but it's similar, you know, and it's awesome to watch.
It's a lot different when the coach hands you the keys and then walks away. You know what I mean? It's the way that you play is just way different, and you feel free, and you can feel that, hey, if I make a mistake, it's all good, because I'm about to get it right back. Not, I made a mistake. Holy shit, who's coming in for me? You know what I mean? Lee, what's up, man? Lee, you there, man?
Real quick, I got to step out. I'm about to jump on a locker room with Anthony from Mason Brew. Just wanted to check in with you, man. Peace out. Great game, man.
Hey, good to see you, Chris, man.
Appreciate it, Chris.
See you later, guys. Yep, peace.
Oh, man. So, yeah, exciting stuff. I'm at the in-laws right now, and I'm in my wife's bedroom when she was growing up. So there's pink everywhere in here, bro. Like, it's kind of weird. But yo, I am actually – hold on. Nate, what's up, man?
How's it going, Ant? So I think the biggest difference in this game was just how composed Mike Smith was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it in the LSU game. He was rattled by size. And you had mentioned it during the live broadcast during the game. He had never seen size and length like that. It may not have shown up in the box score today, but just his calmness of directing that offense, having a second guard like Eli, who was also not very tall, but just the way they were able to command that game was just huge for this team. And I think if they can just play like that moving forward, sky's the limit for this team in the tournament.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. What's up, Rob? What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's up, man? How we doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey, who do we think Michigan matches up better with, UCLA or Bama?
I mentioned this before. I mean, it's going to be a pretty decent matchup either way. You are going to play better coach teams either way. And these are two teams who don't try to get away with athleticism, which is what you saw in the last two games. So you're going to see more structured basketball. You're going to see much, much better skilled players. We'll see an Alabama, I believe, is rated one of the better defensive teams in the country, one of the better offenses too. So, and Alabama's a really good, good team, and they have a lot of talent. Josh Primo is good. Quinn Quinley is good. And Nate Oates can coach the hell out of basketball. So, it should be a good game either way. You have, you know, one day of prep, and then they play on Tuesday. I'm not sure what time, but whichever team that we see on Tuesday is going to be different than any team that we've seen so far this year. But yo, give me 1 second here.
Michigan will probably, yeah. No, I think Michigan will actually be the early game, Kyle, for the fact that the Gonzaga game will be against another Pac-12 school no matter what. So it's going to be two West Coast teams. So they're probably going to get the 9 o'clock slot to get the 6 p.m. Pacific Please. Time slot.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
So Michigan will probably get the earlier time slot for the fact that whoever wins later tonight, you'll have two West Coast teams.
That's facts, because it's Oregon and USC playing. Interesting. So yeah, man, I'm about to hop off here, we got pulled pork and jambalaya. But yo, hang around locker room. Come back in about 10-15 minutes. Mason Brew and Chris should be on here hanging out. If you're really into like women in sports as well, there is a really good pod going on through the Title League podcast, Women in Sports panel, and just talking about that too. So hang around, hang out. This is my last time that I'm going to host a locker room today due to I'm going to be traveling for the rest of the night. So I'll talk to you guys. Elite Eight, that's amazing. That is huge. You can always listen to this on my podcast, Michigan State of Mind. But please appreciate you guys. Love you guys. I will see you on the Twitter webs, and I'll see you guys probably tomorrow. Possibly. I don't know. We'll see. I'll see you guys, though.
Thanks, fans. Go Blue.
Be easy, yeah.
You're beautiful.